responsibility was thrown on her. He had bought 200 acres of land there, joining my Grandpa Gamble's home estate.
I see.
And Grandpa Gamble died the year before I was born. Left to her mother as a widow woman, but living close to my mother when she was a widow. And we worked with
both of them.
Brother stayed there with me, see.
I see.
Well, mother's health got so bad till she had to leave our home and go to Grandpa Cochran's place to get somebody to make us children work. Stay with us and see that we did work, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved off the old homestead for 2 years. And her health got bad and she came back home to die. And she came back and died in at the same place where the daddy died. And she died in 1906. Well, you see, that threw us children without any support at all.
How old were you?
I was 8 years old when father died. I was born in 91. He died in 1900. Yes. I liked him up being 9 years old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother died in May of 1906, and we moved in the house with her grandfather. Well, the 2 years that her health bad, we didn't go to school much. It was about 3 miles to Antioch, you see, to school. And we didn't go to school very much, missed a whole lot because of her health, you see.
Yes.
And but after she died, they moved us in the house with Grandpa Cochran's folks, and he had about 4 grown children at home with him, practically grown at that time, you see. Made a pretty good family.
Mm-hmm.
But they sent us to school. They got us what we had to have, the books and everything, and sent us to school. And we went to school most of the time while there. And while we was there, my daddy's younger sister and her husband lived down here in McCool, and he is a barber. And that she wanted somebody to stay with her at night while he is in the barber shop. And they sent me down there to go to school and stay with them, you see. And I went one year down there.
Mm-hmm.
Went back home, and my older brother had traded with a man to make a sharecrop with him. And my older brother changed his mind, and I took his place.
I see.
I went and made a sharecrop with the man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that Paul, older brother, had took this, 2 young girls. The oldest sister was away in school. And he took them and moved out and made a crop. Well, the next year he traded another place and wanted me to do the same thing, come over and take his place. And let him loose again, you know, don't you see, he's not married. Take the girl. And I said, no, I won't do it. He said, I come. I said, well, this can't do that. But I tell you what I will do, I'll go back home. My own home, but we still have it. He said, you can't do it. I said, I can. I said, we got a pretty good pony and 50 bushels of corn for rent off the place last year. And I said, well, what I got? I made a pretty good crop that year, that man. We can. So we moved back home, me and the younger sisters and younger brother, and the older sister quit school and come home when she found out we'd gone back home.
I see. So the whole family came together.
The children all that except the older brother. He get out.
How many did you have then in the family? When
there were 6 of us children, and I'm the second boy. I had a older brother, younger brother, and then 3 younger sisters.
I see. So all of you except the older brother came back home?
Came back to the old home place. We went to work there. But the bull we were under about that time, we couldn't make no cotton. And I decided I wanted to go to school. I hadn't been able to go to school much, you see. I went to school after I finished that crop, that sharecrop from my old brother's place. I finished that crop and went to school that winter. But then I moved out with the children in March, you see, the whole home place. We stayed that 3 years, 1912, 1913, 1914. In 1914, I decided I was going to go to school and see if I could make something besides farming, because we couldn't make nothing to farm. We had to clear up some more land, build past the fences and things like that at the old home, you see, in order to stay there. And it just didn't work. So I left the younger sister, the younger brother there, and I deeded him my share of the land. He'd stay there and take care of him, you see. And so the old brother, too, deeded the rest of them our share of the land. It was only 8 acres at that time. Mother and daddy had sold off 120 acres. They had 200, I think, one time. They sold it all. Mother sold 40 after daddy died to settle up and pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But in spite of all that now, Grandmother the Gamble's place, I think there's about 200 acres. It sold in the time of it. Her younger brother bought it for $1,200. And that money was divided between the heirs, you see, children. And we got our mother.